but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
It's nothing new that Oregon State Baseball is hosting a regional. Oregon State getting it done, even as an independent, getting the respect nationally. Here to talk about the Corvallis Regional, Mitch Canham, Oregon State Baseball coach. It shows a lot of respect. I thought the committee got it right, and I thought they showed you some respect. How'd that feel to you guys?
You know, I didn't sit around and listen to too much of what was going on the rest of the selection show. Once we found what our mission was, we just took off and started prepping for it. But I obviously, we're all very excited about it for Beaver Nation, for each of those guys in that clubhouse, for everyone that was a part of getting this independent schedule out and putting in the work from top to bottom over here to put ourselves in a position. And we knew all along that we may not be playing a ton of home games, but if we work our butts off, we have the opportunity to play the most important home games of the year at home at the end of the year. And those guys out there did just that. They put in the work, they battled through adversity, never complained one bit about it, and brought a lot of pride and respect to who they are and what they do.
I love it, and I thought it was just it was cool to see, you know, because maybe we're getting conditioned now to be jaded a little bit, but it was cool to see a sport recognize a program that has put in the work. And of course, you know, the state of Oregon with two teams hosting regionals, pretty cool to see that. You guys got, you know, you're rested. You know, you didn't have a normal conference tournament like some others. Like, how does that benefit you, or do you like it, or what did you do to fill that time?
You know, it's tough to say. Like, every year in the past, we had gone down, sat in the 108-degree weather and, you know, played a handful of games, just melting down there a bit. So at the same time, I wouldn't say any of our players that, you know, we'll say we sat here and just loafed or anything like that. We did take a couple days after our last series, took Sunday, Monday off. First off day is never really restful. Your mind's still going, but that second day really set in, so the guys were fresh. And then we got back to work, just started, you know, continually taking off down that runway and getting into liftoff mode where, you know, reworking all the fundamentals, touching all the little things on the bases, making sure that, you know, our bullpen, our catch play, everything that we do on the field was getting hit on, and even making small improvements with throughout it. It's life, continual improvements, continuing to work through film sessions and just studying, because it's not just being better, you know, in the long run. We have to get better each and every day, and our guys know that, and it's a constant focus for us. But this last week, John, was so fun. We did scrimmage this last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and 7 innings, 6 innings, 6 innings. And at the conclusion of each of those scrimmages, we did something fun as well. Let all the fans down onto the field with the kids and signed everyone's autographs. So you got the whole team out there lined up down the third base line, signing everyone's autograph until they were all done. Then we had a home run derby the next day, which for some guys, it was their first home run derby. And they launched, I want to say, was it one of our coaches was throwing, I go, man, you just gave up 71 homers in the last half hour.
Ripped his confidence, man.
So we definitely did not have him throw batting practice the next day to repair his arm. But, you know, all in all, just watching our guys go about their work. And we threw runners on base every inning. If a guy was going out there to compete, we threw a runner on second, a runner on first and third, runners on third only. And just putting more pressure, because we know all these other teams are out there competing. And that's great game experiences. Extremely valuable, and so we wanted to make it very competitive. We broke into two teams, and you know, put something on the line for it, and watch these guys go out there and handle their business so that they're still staying sharp, getting ready for this weekend. And today we just finished with a really high-intensity practice as well before that smaller pre-regional workout that every team gets. You only get an hour and 15. So today we pushed really hard knowing tomorrow's going to be a little lighter.
Mitch Canham with us, Oregon State coach. You came on early in the season, I think it was before the opener, and we talked about how your guys all throughout last season, you were talking, you had dialogue, you were telling them, hey, here's who we want to play, here's what we're going to do. You got buy-in. Is there some measure of satisfaction because as a group, you guys have done something that is, I mean, it's unprecedented. This is like, you guys are in it together. I mean, I have to think you're a tight-knit group because of that.
Extremely. And the relationships that these guys have built this year, and I tell them, I go, you know, having been a part of two national championship teams, you know, and having that hardware over in the office is great. I've never really worn it. It's not the thing. The most special part of that was the relationships that were built and the transformation we all went through of being part of that like, team. And what these guys are experiencing right now, I don't even think they fully will understand it until years down the road as alumni, where they're looking back going, man, I knew at the time that was pretty awesome, but no one knew the story that will forever be told of what these guys did and are capable of continuing to do so, and how it's setting them up for the rest of their lives of having that grit. And the first thing I told them when they got back in the fall, I am so proud of each and every one of those guys who chose to be here and be a part of this in the face of what others would perceive as adversity. And I'm looking at a group of men that say, oh man, hardship, let's do that. This is what a great opportunity this is. And so many times people look at difficult things and give up too soon, or, well, why me? And just, you know, complaints and issues. But what we've seen here with these guys is they attack it head on. They do it together. They uplift one another. They call each other up, not out. And that's the exciting part, is what they've done. It's not only just for them, but I believe that they've inspired so many other people out there, so many kids that someday want to be, you know, a Beaver baseball player, but also just want to take on difficult things in life and show people that it can happen. I think we're given this platform for a reason, and the guys who want to be here, that's what's special. You want to be here, we want you here, let's do this thing together, and if you have no interest in being all in and doing difficult things, then this isn't the place for you.
Oregon State will open NCAA regional action Friday against St. Mary's. Also in the Corvallis regional, TCU and USC, they'll be playing earlier on Friday. What do you know about St. Mary's?
Well, digging into them, they definitely have, you know, they're going to do a little bit of everything on offense. They have a handful of guys that are going to lay the ball down on the ground and move runners. Their leadoff guy, Madrigal, in relation to our former Madrigal as well, also an elite ball player. Guy's got, you know, plus 20 home runs, RBI run scoring leader there, really phenomenal hitter, and they got a lot of guys. They put up runs, and they got a handful of arms that are going to start the games that can go out and compete as well. You know, digging, that's the fun part, is when you got a series like this, you got a couple days to really dive in and learn everything about three different opponents, all of which are in the postseason for a reason, because they're good ball clubs. And so you got to prep, and really what it comes down to is, yeah, you got to know your opponent, but you have got to be able to go out with extreme confidence and play the game clean at a high level, and then the rest takes care of itself. So yes, we're going to be facing opponents that can really hit. Yes, we're going to be facing opponents that can really pitch and defend and run, you know, but I know we're capable of doing all those things as well. And so it's execution. We're playing at home, at Goss, packed out, new stands out and left. You know, everyone's trying to find a way to get in and see the game. And I'm very fortunate I have pretty good seats myself in the dugout to watch the Bees go out and play. So, you know, the preparation for these games still continues and will until the first pitch, and then it's execution.
I love it. What does your phone look like? Are people asking you for tickets, or do they pretty much know that you're not the ticket guy?
You know, I'm a pillars guy, not much for walls necessarily. So I'm very social. I love Corvallis. I get out there and communicate quite a bit, and I think everyone around here feels very comfortable to ask me anything anytime. And you know, but I also have to be strong, and my wife and kiddos and my dad and grandma and my brother and his wife, and you know, the whole crew, the whole family's going to be down, and I try to accommodate, and you know, we might even have to sneak some people on the roof or something like that. I know there's going to be people up on the parking garage trying to get a look too, but just an incredible venue. I mean, anyone who's ever been here, especially with the weather we're going to be having this weekend, not going to lie, I kind of wish there was a little bit of precipitation in the air and just make it really feel like home and welcome everybody into that. But I'm just thrilled that we get to be doing this at Goff, and all the hard work and the people that get to be here and watch in person or on TV or listen to Mike Parker. Like, what an incredible weekend for all of Beaver Nation.
The advantage of being at home, because you've done this a long time, even back as a player and getting to Omaha and winning it all, help us understand the idea of hosting and being an eighth seed and having that advantage. What your guys being able to wake up in their own bedroom, you know, go through their routine normal versus maybe going on the road. It has to feel comfortable at least.
There's a lot to that. There's, I mean, 5 weekends in a row we were playing on the road, you know, in the middle of the season. And to start the season, the first 3 weekends we were on the road as well. And so it's, you know, it's wild. You're paying rent back home and you got your own bed, but you never stay in that thing. You know it exists and you know you're paying for it, but you're never putting your head down on that pillow. And so, you know, for us coaches to be able to be here with our family is incredible, and to catch up with friends and to you know, be able to commute ourselves over to the stadium as opposed to jump on the bus. But see, that's the thing, is those times we spent on the road, that's when we built an even better bond and we learned more about one another and had more time to, you know, get rid of a lot of other like minor distractions and just focus on our time together, our relationship, our development. But when you do come home, being able to get back into routine with, I mean, now we can actually practice. It was from April 1st till like middle of May, we only had four full team practices, because we were, you know, when you're on the road, you're getting a light workout in, but some of the guys are still back home. You get 40 minutes on game day for BP and 10 minutes for in and out to take some ground balls and throw it around a little bit. But being able to get home and put in the work, that's the thing, is we got creative on the road. How are we going to continue to develop and maintain, which is much easier at home? And then comes the mental side. It's not necessarily physical fatigue, but sometimes you'll get that mental fatigue for a lot of guys who haven't been through a lot of those road trips or social, or you know, just it's difficult to at first doing it to stay in your routines. And I'm like, you know what, man, I haven't popped open the Bible and started reading like I typically do when I'm at home, because it's right there on my nightstand right next to me, and so that's what I pull up and read right before I go to bed or when I wake up. And, you know, so you get a little out of that, but you have to learn to adapt. And I thought that built these guys into being stronger men again.
Yeah.
And so getting it home, man, you could just see the guys all look an inch and a half, 2 inches taller, you know, big smiles on their face, you know, just being able to use our amenities here. We have an amazing hitting facility in center field, our own weight room, a pitching lab up top, and just the venue here in Corvallis, and the ease of going fishing, you know, when we want to hop out on the river, has been incredible as well. So it's good to be home.
I love that. You talked about your faith in the Bible and the nightstand. What does that do to you, and what does that do for you to have that in your life?
That's the most important thing. It's what keeps you on the right path, and having great people around you that prevent you from, you know, drifting and veering off how do they say, for every mile of road, there's 2 miles of ditch. And, you know, they, my time in the Word and my time in prayer and, like, how my wife helped me develop a better relationship with Jesus. And we have a great team chaplain here with Chad. He comes and meets with our guys at least once a week. He's been a great mentor to me as well. You know, I have my kid's godfather up in Salem, Irvin Brown. You know, he's been a huge spiritual influence for me. And, you know, Coach Casey. I mean, he's going to Mass every day, right? And yep. Like seeing how his faith has impacted him and why it is the rock in everything that we do and decision we make. That's why are we honest and just overall everything truthful to people? Why do we love as much as we do and pour everything we have into something? None of that happens if we don't have the faith background that we have and the pursuit of a relationship with him. So it's, I mean, that is the number one thing.
Mitch Canham, you've got a heck of a story developing with this team and this season. And, you know, as you pointed out, you've been through some adversity. Baseball, maybe at the end of it, seems easy compared to some of the stuff that you guys have endured.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's good distraction. There was one time, and we actually took all the guys, I put on the schedule, you know, cardio day, we're going to go for a long run. Mm. And really what I did is I brought them out, we got stretched, I faked them out like we were going to go for a long run, and we went out and we played a handful of holes out at Par City on the north side of Corvallis.
Yeah.
And little par three course. And you know what was beautiful? Is our guys are all not very good at golf, which tells me they're focusing really hard on baseball.
Yes.
If they went out there and were coming back with birdies, I'd be, oh, man, we're in trouble.
But the fact
that I just saw snowmen all over their scorecards was a really good sign.
Yes.
but it's you gotta have balance in everything that you do. I think that's where, you know, going fishing or going hunting or getting involved with things on campus. We had a couple guys this last week that went out and umpired Little League games, you know, and it's giving back to the community. So it's keeping everything in perspective. You got to be militant with this and work your butt off and put in the time. The 3 hours a day at practice is never going to be enough to be elite and do it as long as all these guys want to go do it. So they always put on extra time. They're always eating well. They're always getting the sleep and the hydration and everything that they need because we have to preach that to them and teach them how to do it appropriately. But balance in everything that you do is extremely important. And most times we put these imaginary walls in front of us that we think are limitations. It's like when everyone says, I just want to get to Omaha. I want to make it to the big leagues. What are we talking about? Like, why would you limit yourself to just getting to Omaha? That sounds so just underwhelming. Go win it.
Yeah.
Like, forget going to Omaha. Go win it. And if you're going to get to the big leagues, why would you just get there? Stay there. Put in a 10-plus year career there. Go be an all-star. Go be an MVP. Go be a gold glover. You know, I don't know. I just, whenever I hear people putting like limitations in their words and putting it out there for everyone to hear. I wish if I did that, people would continue to correct me on it. You're right, because we can accomplish all things, and especially when we have the big man upstairs on our side, when we surround ourselves with great people, and we have that internal motivation to continue to push. You know, I think of, like, whatever the moment is, like, happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship. Painful moments, trust. And every moment, thank God. And it's like through those things, high, lows, in-betweens, like put your eyes on the right direction and the right people and continue to work.
I went to church with Pat Casey, your old coach, on the morning, the morning of your second national championship. It was that morning, I believe, that we went down to the church in Omaha. So I'm going to leave you with this, Mitch Canham. Go to church in Omaha and go win that dang thing.
Yeah, brother. Will do. And I'm excited for these guys to continue their journey. Excited for Beaver Nation and everything that this place stands for. Thank you for having me on today.
You bet. All right. Good luck to you. There they are. Oregon State hosting their regional. They'll play St. Mary's on Friday night in Corvallis. TCU and USC also in that Corvallis regional. Super regional waiting after that, but I love that quote. He said, my guys are an inch and a half or 2 inches taller and smiles on their faces. They're playing at home. Meanwhile, the Ducks are at home at PK Park. Oregon will be playing. We'll get an update on Oregon's opponent coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We heard from Mark Wasikowski, the Oregon coach, yesterday. Mitch Canham, the Oregon State coach, today. We get the big interviews. That's what we do on this show. Stick around. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network.